It's time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Don't forget, I'll be performing at the Parlor Live tonight through Saturday. You can get tickets at uglytickets.com. And it also kind of relates to today's phone tap.
Oh, because okay.
In today's brand new phone tap, I call a guy who is not only a fan of the show, but he's also a big fan of me.
Oh, man.
Who is
yeah,
it?
I know, right?
Is this just a phone tap where you have him like praise you the entire time?
He wants to do that, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's actually come out to a couple of my comedy shows, and I've taken a few pictures with him. But what he doesn't know is that his brother contacted me to do a prank phone call on him. Okay. And it's a rare occasion that I get to touch one of my fans.
What?
And let's face it, anybody who likes anything that I do needs to get touched.
I don't know if you're metaphorically touching them.
Yeah, I think he's really touching them.
So listen to me touch him in your phone tap right now.
It's another Jubal phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Terry, please?
Yeah, this is. Who's calling?
It's funny. You don't know who it is?
No, I do not. Who's calling, please?
Oh, wow. All right, cool. Yeah, I haven't called somewhere and they not realize it in a long time. This is Jubal.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Jubal from,
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, really.
This isn't really Jubal. Get out.
I would love to, but I can't. Yeah, this is Jubal. I need to talk to you for a second.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I've said it like 4 times now. I don't know what else you need me to do. You need me to, like, fax you an ID or something?
It sounds like you now. All right. How'd you even get my number? What's happening?
Well, you've come to a few of my comedy shows, and after the last one, you mentioned where you work when we were, like, taking pictures or whatever, so I was able to get your number that way.
You remember who I am and where I work? That's awesome.
Well, I mean, I know it's surprising because nobody should really remember you, but I did.
That's not a cool thing to say. I mean, I know you meet a lot of people. You got a lot of people up your ass. But hey, man, you're genuine fans, man. Be nice.
About what? The fact? I mean, you're like normal, so.
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, I need to talk to you about that night when I met you at my comedy show.
What about it?
Well, first off, I do want to thank you for coming because I know you paid full ticket price, and that's important to me. But I noticed that you weren't laughing very hard. And it bothered me.
Get the f*** out of here.
No, you've been to 2 comedy shows of mine. The first one you went to, you were like right in the front row. And I remember because you were laughing a lot. This next one, you didn't laugh as hard as I would have liked. So I'm just wondering what the problem is.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Is this a f***ing joke? Well, I was laughing my ass off.
What? Well, you weren't laughing as hard as you did before, which is really weird to me because it's like an all new hour. And some of the stuff, I mean, everything's genius. I'm looking out at the crowd, everybody's dying, and then I look at you, and you're, like, giggling.
I'm confused here. Are you f***ing insane? You just call people to bust their ass about how hard they were laughing at your show? Man.
That's a lot of questions you just asked. I'll answer one of them. Am I insane? Maybe a little bit, but I am a genius, and geniuses are always kind of crazy, so that happens, I shouldn't have to explain that.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Also, I'm an artist, and it's a distraction, so I'm going to have to ban you from any comedy shows coming up, okay?
What? Are you serious?
Yes, if you come to one of my comedy shows, you will be removed. Also, if I have a couple bad shows on the radio, I'm going to have to ask you to stop listening, too, because I feel like you're kind of a negative influence on me.
You give f*** yourself, man. How does that sound? How about if I come down to one of your shows and give you a delivery? How would you like that?
What would you be delivering? I don't understand.
Oh, really? Knuckle sandwich, maybe? How would that suit your artiste mind? Would that work?
Definitely not. Also, sandwiches have bread. I stay off the carbs. Another thing that bothers me about you is you don't follow me on Instagram or Twitter, and I've noticed that. And
wow. I mean, wow. You sure think a lot of yourself, huh? I'm surprised, but you seem cool. You're funny as on stage, but what a piece of work, man. You're
right.
Kidding.
But like I said, I'm an artist. I'm an actor. That's all an act, okay? But I know how talented I am, and I can't have somebody there who's going to take away from that, you know?
Wow. You fooled me, that's for sure. But you know what? F*** you for even calling me.
Yeah.
How's that?
All right. Yeah, I know you're going to say that to me now, and then as soon as we get off the phone, you're going to like tell your friends that you just had a cool conversation with Jubal, and I get it. That's fine, and that's
get
perfectly
the
acceptable.
Over yourself. You're not that cool. You're not that famous.
Yeah.
You're on a radio show. You know, I mean, big deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was a fan, but not until today. After you pull this, I mean...
All right, look, I know what you want. I know what you want. I'll send you a signed headshot. That'll make everything better.
I want a signed headshot? You think I want a signed headshot? Who would want a signed picture of such a asshole?
Your brother Rick might want it.
What are you talking about my brother for? What, you guys are friends?
Oh, yeah, because he set you up for a phone tap.
Shut the f*** up.
No, I can't, because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your brother Rick set you up.
Get the f*** out of here.
As I get your address to send you a headshot.
I thought you were in real life. God.
Well, hey, we still haven't talked about banning you from the whole comedy show thing. That was 100% real. I can't have that anymore, okay?
I'm coming anyway, and I'm not going to laugh.
Okay, right, well, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law in that case, all right? Just letting you know.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Yo, yo. You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself.